哈利路亚，愿主耶稣的恩惠、平安、喜乐时常与我们各位亲爱的长辈还有弟兄姐妹们同在。
Hallelujah, may the grace and peace and joy of God be with all brothers and sisters and elderly members.
今天晚上小弟想跟大家一起来分享的题目是叫你和你的全家得救。
And tonight the topic I would like to share is save you and your household.
这也是我们在三月份的时候的祭布道的主题。
And this is also the theme of our evangelical service that will be happening in March.
今年教会的主要的主题整个加拿大教会主要的主题就是起来纵横走遍这地。
And the main theme of our church in Canada this year is to arise and walk across the land.
就是一个宣道的主题。
And this theme is based on evangelism.
让耶稣基督的名，耶稣基督的救恩，救人的福音，让更多的人能够听到。
That the gospel of Christ and this gospel of truth may be spread to all peoples.
但是我们起来，并不一定要走很远。
But when we arise, we do not need to walk too far.
起来，从我们自己的家里开始。
When we arise, we can begin with our families.
先把福音带给我们每一位亲爱的家人。
We can bring this gospel to our beloved family members.
可能是自己住在一起的家人。
And maybe these family members, we live with them.
或者是自己的的一些亲戚朋友。
Or perhaps they are relatives or friends.
都是我们身边的人。
They are all people around us.
都是我们时常交流的人。
And we interact with them.
那我们有没有来把福音美好的福音来传给他们呢？
And do we preach the gospel to them?
所以三月份的祭布道的主题就是叫你和你的全家得救。
So our seasonal evangelical service in March, this is the theme, that you and your household may be saved.
那我们今天从圣经来查看一个全家得救的实例。
So today, we will learn about a story of how a household was saved.
我们请翻开到使徒行传的第十章。
Let us turn to the book of Acts, chapter 10.
使徒行传第十章。
Acts, chapter 10.
使徒行传第十章第一节。
Acts chapter 10 verse 1.
到第四节。
To verse 4.
第一节，在凯撒利亚有一个人名叫哥尼流，是义大利营的百夫长。
1. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of what was called the Italian regiment.
第二节。
Verse 2.
他是虔诚人，他和全家都敬畏神，多多周济百姓。常常祷告神。
2. A devout man and one who feared God with all his household, who gave alms generously to the people and prayed to God always.
第三节。
Verse 3.
有一天约在深处，他在异象中明明看见神的一个使者进去到他那里说，哥尼流。
Verse 3, about the ninth hour of the day, he saw clearly in a vision an angel of God coming in and saying to him, Cornelius.
第四节。
Verse 4.
哥尼流定睛看他，惊怕说，主啊，什么事呢？天使说，你的祷告和你的周济达到神面前，以蒙纪念了。
Verse 4, and when he observed him, he was afraid and said, What is it, Lord? So he said to him, Your prayers and your alms have come up for a memorial before God.
我们继续看第五节。
Let us turn, look at verse 5.
现在你当打发人往约帕去，请那称呼彼得的西门来。
5. Now send men to Joppa and send for Simon, whose surname is Peter.
在这边圣经记载有一个人，他叫做哥尼流。
Here in the Bible records a man called Cornelius.
他是一个什么样子的人呢？
And what type of man was he?
他是一个义大利营的百夫长。
He was a centurion of the Italian regiment.
所以他并不是犹太人。
So he was not a Jew.
但是他被政府来派这个工作。
But he was sent by the government to do his work.
是一个百夫长，掌管了100个兵在他以下。
And he was a centurion who took care of 100 soldiers.
虽然当时候以色列百姓大多不喜欢罗马政权，还有罗马的士兵。
So at the time, most of the Jews, they did not like people of the Italian army.
甚至罗马的士兵有时候 会欺负他们。
And oftentimes, the Italian army, they would not treat them well.
如果碰到以色列人说，来，你来帮我背行李。
And if they saw the Israelites, they might ask them to carry their luggages.
所以以色列人看到意大利兵，可能就远远就要躲起来了，怕被他抓去拉背行李。
So when the Israelites, when they see the Italians, they might hide quickly.
好，但是他们不，这一个哥尼流对犹太人来说，他们是很敬重的。
But this Cornelius, the Israelites, they respected him.
因为他多多，他是。虔诚人，第二 节的一个、描述，他是一个虔诚人，他和全家都敬畏神，多多周济百姓，常常祷告神。
In verse 2, it says he was a devout man and one who feared God with all his household, and he gave alms generously to the people and prayed to God.
谢谢。这里讲到说他和全家都敬畏神，不是敬畏他的家乡的那个外邦的神。
And when it says that he feared God, it does not mean that he was fearing the God of his own heritage.
他来到了犹太的这一个地方，他认识了以色列的真神。
But when he came to this place, he got to know the one true God.
所以他就来相信这位神。
And so he came to believe this God of the Israelites.
而且敬畏他。
And he feared him.
常常祷告他。
And he prayed to God always.
而且周济神的百姓。
And he gave alms generously to the people.
那他到底是不是一个好人呢？
So was Cornelius a good man?
有些好人在人的眼中是很好的人，他很虔诚的外表，有很好的表现。
So a good man might look like they do good deeds.
但是那是从人看来。
But that is what people see.
但是圣经告诉我们，他不只从人看来很好。
But the Bible tells us that he was not only a man who seemed good outwardly.
甚至从神看来，他也是好的，这是非常的难得。
But in God's eyes, he was also a good man.
有些法利赛人当时候主耶稣遇到的，从人看来他们非常的好，做事很虔诚。
Many of the Pharisees on the outside, they seem like a devout man and great people.
甚至他们祷告的时候会站在大街上大声的让大家看到他们很虔诚的在敬拜神，常常进食，十一捐，按时奉上。
And they often prayed in the streets to show people their humility, and they try to make tithe all the time.
但是主耶稣却责备他们。
However, the Lord Jesus, he rebuked them.
是假冒为善。
That they are hypocrites.
光有外表看起来很好，但是没有信仰的实在的内容。
The Pharisees on the outside, they seem to be devout, but inside, they were not devout.
但是这个哥尼流不是这样。
But this Cornelius is different.
他进前，他做这个爱心的帮助，而且他是真心的。
He was a devout man, and he had a loving heart.
所以。有一天，神差派天使到他那里去。
So one day the Lord, he sent an angel to his house.
还跟他讲话，哥尼流。
And he said, Cornelius.
不是找别人，就是找你，哥尼流。
And the angel wasn't looking for anyone else but Cornelius.
他说，主啊，什么事呢？
And he said, What is it, Lord?
这个天使跟他说，你的祷告跟你的周济达到神面前，已蒙纪念了。
The angel said, Your prayers and your alms have come up for a memorial before God.
所以。哥尼流的什么东西得到神的纪念？
So what was remembered by God?
他对神对人的好都得蒙神的称赞。
Cornelius, his good deeds towards people and towards God, it was remembered by God.
他对人的爱心，他的周济，神看到，神纪念。
His loving deeds were seen by God.
他对神的虔诚，对神的祷告，神愿意垂听。
And his heart and his fearing of God, God remembered and saw.
有多少人要跟神祷告，但是神却不要听他们的祷告？
How many people pray to God and God does not listen?
甚至主神自己的选民以色列，在他们的不好当中，他们祷告神，神掩耳不听。
Even for the Israelites, sometimes when they pray, God did not listen.
神就派先知去告诉他们。
And so God sent a prophet to warn them.
你们要先悔改，再回转归向神，诚心守节心清，再来向神祷告，那时候神才要听你们的祷告。
That they must repent first before coming back to God, and when they repent, God will listen to the prayers.
所以在这边我们可以看到这个人哥尼流真的是很好。
So here we see that this man Cornelius, he was a great man.
好，但是有一个问题。
But there was one problem.
他这样子这么好的一个人得救了吗？
Even though he was a good man, was he saved?
他这么好的一个人怎么会不得救呢？
If he was such a good man, how would he not be saved?
这么好的一个人就应该要得救。
If he was such a good man, he must be saved.
啊，所以天神派天使去告诉他。
So God sent an angel to tell him.
你要去找彼得。
That you must go find Peter.
哦，第五节说，我们刚刚读了嘛，哈，打发人去约帕，请那称呼彼得的西门来。
Verse 5, now send men to Joppa and send for Simon, whose name, surname is Peter.
那到底找到彼得有什么好处？
So what is the purpose and good of finding Peter?
为什么神要特别派一个天使跟他说你要去找彼得？
Why did God send an angel to tell Cornelius to go find Peter?
我们来看彼得他怎么说。
Let us see what Peter says.
使徒行传的第十一章。
Acts chapter 11.
使徒行传十一章的十三节。
Acts chapter 11, verse 13.
那人，这是彼得他的描述这件事情，他已经去过了，这个是十一章了。
And this is how Peter described this as a situation.
好，十一十三节，彼得说，那人告诉我们，他如何看见一位天使站在他屋里说，你打发人往约帕去，请那称呼彼得的西门来。
13, and he told us how he had seen an angel standing in his house, who said to him, Send men to Joppa, and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter.
14节, 他有话告诉你, 可以叫你和你的全家得救。
14, who will tell you words by which you and all your household will be saved.
所以到这个天使跟哥尼流讲了一件非常重要的事情。
This angel told Cornelius one very important thing.
你要去找西门彼得。
That you must go find Simon Peter.
找他来做什么？
And to find him to do what?
因为他有话告诉你。
Because he has something to say to you.
就是耶稣的见证。
The testimony of Lord Jesus.
就是福音。
And that is the gospel.
借着这个福音，可以叫你和你的全家得救。
And through this gospel, that you and your household may be saved.
代表说他现在有没有得救？
So what does this tell us? Is Cornelius saved right now?
有没有得救？
Was he saved?
如果他现在已经得救了，还要去找耶稣吗？
If he was saved already, did he still have to go look for Jesus?
如果已经得救了，就不用去找耶稣了。
If he was already saved, he wouldn't have had to go find
Jesus. 就是因为他现在还没有在救恩里面。
But because at the time he was not saved yet.
所以他要去找彼得来传讲耶稣，来信耶稣。
Therefore, he must go find Peter to hear this gospel of truth.
可以叫你和你的全家得救。
So that him and all his household may be saved.
可见一个人得救。
So we see that a person to be saved.
不是因为他行得多好的缘故就可以得救。
So one is not saved because of their deeds.
就算一个这么好的人像哥尼流。
So even though you may be a good person like Cornelius.
甚至他虔诚对神的心爱心对人都蒙神的悦纳和称赞。
And even if you have a good heart and you help others.
但是他还一定要做这件事情。
But you still must do this one thing.
信耶稣。
To believe in Jesus.
靠耶稣得救。
And to rely on the Lord Jesus to be saved.
这个才是得救的关键。
And this is the key of salvation.
我们来看提多书。
Let us turn to the book of Titus.
提多书的三章第五节。
Titus chapter 3 verse 5.
提多书三章第五节。
Titus chapter 3 verse 5.
他便救了我们，并不是因我们自己所行的义，乃是照他的怜悯。借着重生的喜和圣灵的更新。
Verse 5, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit.
这边圣经告诉我们一个大好的讯息。
In this passage, the Bible tells us a great news.
他救了我们，这个他就是神，神救我们不是因我们自己所行的义，乃是照他的怜悯。
Here it says that God will save us not by the works of righteousness, but according to God's mercy.
那其实这个对我们来说是一个好消息啊。
And this is such a great news for us.
因为如果我们想一下，我们所作所为跟哥尼流比起来的话，人家都比不上啊。
Because if we were to compare ourselves to Cornelius, maybe we cannot even compare.
如果哥尼流这样子的标准都还不能得救，都还没有在救恩里面的话，那何况是我们？我们要怎么得救呢？
If the standard of Cornelius cannot even save him, how are we going to be saved?
好，所以这里，但是这里告诉我们，不是因我们神救人，不是因这个人行了多少的义。
But here it says that God does not save one because of their works of righteousness.
而是照他的怜悯。
But because of God's mercy.
所以就是说，第一，每一个人要得救，都一定要靠主耶稣。
So that for every one of us to be saved, we must rely on the Lord Jesus.
就算是行得再好的人，还是需要靠主耶稣神的怜悯、主耶稣的救恩来得救。
And it doesn't matter how good you do as a person, you must rely on the Lord Jesus to be saved.
但是也包括了那些本来不太好的。
And this also includes those who are not as great.
就好像我们一样。
And just like us.
虽然我们还有很多的亏欠。
And even though we have many wrongs.
但是主耶稣他在我们还是罪人的时候就来爱我们。
That, but even when we were sinners, Jesus has saved us.
他愿意来怜悯我们。
And he is willing to show mercy.
那我们所要做的就是来相信他。
So what we must do is to come and believe in him.
借着他的福音来得救。
Through his gospel that we might be saved.
好，那怎么得救呢？神怎么拯救我们呢？
So how does the Lord Jesus save us?
这里我们可以看到，他说借着重生的洗和圣灵的更新。
In this passage, it tells us the washing of regeneration.And renewing of the Holy Spirit.
好，所以神怎么救人？
So how does God save people?
主耶稣是救主。
So the Lord Jesus, He is our Savior.
信他的人得救。
We believe Him and we are saved.
但是信什么呢？
But what are we believing?
他要怎么救我们呢？
How will He save us?
圣经告诉我们是借着重生的洗和圣灵的更新。
The Bible tells us it is through the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit.
所以门徒他们出去传，就是传这个重生的洗和圣灵的更新。
So when the apostles were preaching, they were preaching this washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit.
使徒行传第二章。
Let us go to the book of Acts, chapter 2.
二章的三十八节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 38.
使徒行传二章第三十八节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 38.
彼得说，你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。
38, then Peter said to them, Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
天使叫哥尼流去找彼得，到底要听什么话？
So the Lord sent the angel to tell Cornelius to go find Peter.
就是要听这句话。
To hear this phrase.
你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。
To repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins.
这个就是得救的关键。
And this is the key to salvation.
神要借着洗礼还有圣灵来拯救一个人。
That God, through baptism and the receiving of the Holy Spirit, He will save people.
好，那哥尼流他真的就听了话，就邀请了彼得。
So Cornelius, he listened and he invited Peter.
我们看来到使徒行传的第十章。
Let us go to the book of Acts chapter 10.
使徒行传第十章。
Acts chapter 10.
从34节开始，彼得就开口来见证耶稣基督。
So starting from verse 34, Peter, he opened his mouth to preach.
我们从43节开始读。
Let us start on verse 43.
43, 对。
43.
十章的第43节。
Chapter 10, verse 43.
众先知也为他做见证，说凡信他的人必因他的名得蒙赦罪。
43. To him all the prophets witness that through his name, whoever believes in him will receive remission of sins.
第44节。
Verse 44.
彼得还说这话的时候，圣灵降在一切听道的人身上。
While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word.
45节，那些奉哥里和彼得同来的信徒，见圣灵的恩赐也浇在外邦人身上，就都稀奇。
45, and those of the circumcision who believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on Gentiles also.
46节，因听见他们说方言，称赞神为大。
For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God.
47节，于是彼得说，这些人既受了圣灵，与我们一样，谁能禁止用水给他们施洗呢？
47, then Peter answered, Can anyone forbid water that these should not be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?
48节，就吩咐奉耶稣基督的名给他们施洗。他们又请彼得住了几天。
48, and he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then they asked him to stay a few days.
这里彼得刚好讲到，凡信他的人必因他的名得蒙赦罪。
And here Peter said that whoever believes in him will be saved.
好，当然这个他指的就是耶稣基督。要借着谁的名得蒙赦罪，就是因耶稣基督的名得蒙赦罪。
So through whose name will we be saved? It is through the name of the Lord, which is the name of Jesus.
但是耶稣基督的名要怎么来赦我们的罪呢？
But how will the name of the Lord Jesus save us?
就是48节，奉耶稣基督的名给他们施洗。
And this is through baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus.
这就是彼得刚刚在2章38节讲到的，你们要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，使你们的罪得赦。
And this is the same as chapter 2 verse 38 where it says that you must believe and be baptized in the name of Lord Jesus to be saved.
所以在这里我们可以看到得救的两个要素。
So here we see the two main key points to be saved.
重生的洗和圣灵的更新，这个是刚刚提多书三章五节讲到的。
Where Titus chapter 3 verse 5 it says the regeneration of
washing of regeneration.
Washing of regeneration and the receiving
renewal,
of the Holy
renewal
of the Holy Spirit.
对，所以这个人就算他再怎么好，好像哥尼流。
It doesn't matter if this person is just as good as Cornelius.
他还是需要耶稣。
He still needs Jesus.
因为不是因他所行的义来得救。
Because he is not saved because of his righteous works.
乃是因耶神的怜悯。
But only because through God's mercy.
那相对来说，就算一个人他还不太好，
But if someone is not as good as Cornelius,
他还可不可以得救？也可以得救。
Can he still be saved? Of course.
要来悔改。
But he must repent.
相信耶稣基督的名。
To believe in the name of Jesus.
受洗使罪得赦。
To receive the washing, the baptism to be for the remission of sins.
对，还要借着圣灵的更新来得救。
And through the renewal of the Holy Spirit.
好，那在这里看到这两件事情都发生在他们身上了。
And we see that these two things happen to them.
首先，他们先得到圣灵。
So first, they receive the Holy Spirit.
那彼得跟他同去的六个弟兄，七个人怎么知道他们得到圣灵了呢？
So Peter and these seven people that went, how did they know that they received the Holy Spirit?
圣灵难道是可以看到的吗？
So can we see the Holy Spirit?
圣灵是看不到的。
We cannot see the Holy Spirit.
但是圣灵，当一个人得到圣灵的时候，这个景象，或者是说得到圣灵的证据是可以看得到的。
But when one receives the Holy Spirit, we can see signs and evidence of it.
就是46节，听见他们说方言，称赞神为大。
Which is verse 46, they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God.
那彼得就说，这些人受了圣灵，与我们一样。
So Peter said, they have received the Holy Spirit just as we have.
所以他们用他们自己的体验，就是在五旬节的时候得着圣灵说方言。
So they base this off of their own experience when they receive the Holy Spirit on Pentecost.
他们出去传福音的时候，他们怎么知道这些人得到圣灵了？原来他们说方言，跟当时候五旬节他们得到圣灵的时候一样。
When they went out to preach, how did they know that people received the Holy Spirit? They remember their own experiences on the day of Pentecost.
所以 这里说谁能禁止用水给他们施洗，没有人能够禁止，应该要为他们施洗。
So Peter said, can anyone forbid water that these should not be baptized?
那我们先问了，这个为什么他会这么说呢？因为当时候的背景，为什么会禁止？
So why did Peter say this? During that time, why would people forbid a people to be baptized? So who would forbid others to be baptized?
其实当这个 洗礼他就这样子洗了嘛，哈，真的洗了之后，当彼得他回去的时候，
So when Cornelius was baptized and Peter went back,
有些人就跟他争辩了，你怎么上到这个外邦人的家里面去？
And some people, they argued with him, saying, how can you go to a Gentile's house?
因为对以色列人长久以来他们的认识就是神，就是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神，我们是亚伯拉罕的子孙，这个是我们的神。
Because to the Israelites, they think that this God is only belongs to the to Abraham and to Isaac.
十诫是跟以色列人立约的。
And this Ten Commandments is made between God and the Israelites.
哦，祭司的制度是设立给以色列人的。
And the laws of the priests.Is only given to the Israelites.
哦，所以外邦人无缘无份。
So the Gentiles they have no part.
哦，但是主耶稣他来的时候。
But when the Lord Jesus came.
这个福音从以色列开始。
This gospel began with the Israelites.
但是却是要给世上所有一切愿意接受相信的人。
But this gospel is also for everyone else who is willing to listen.
哦，但是有些人他还不能够理解，或者是不能够接受。
But some people they are still unable to accept this.
所以彼得去的时候他很小心。
So when Peter, when he went, he was very careful.
他不是一个人去。
He did not go alone.
他带了六个弟兄跟他一起去。
He brought six brethren, to go with him.
哦，十一章的第十二节。
Chapter 11, verse 12.
圣灵吩咐我和他们同去，不要疑惑。同着我去的还有这六位弟兄，我们都进了那人的家。
12. Then the Spirit told me to go with them, doubting nothing. Moreover, these six brethren accompanied me, and we entered the man's house.
哦，所以这七个人他们一起见证了圣灵降在他们的身上。
So these seven people, they all witnessed the Holy Spirit descending on Cornelius.
他们都稀奇。
And they were surprised.
啊，原来神接纳了这些外邦人，所谓的外邦人。
That God accepted these so-called Gentiles.
所以彼得说，没有人，谁能禁止给他们施洗呢？所以就又奉主耶稣的名为他们施洗了。
So that is why Peter said, "Can anyone forbid water that these should not be baptized?" And so they baptized them.
哦，那施洗的时候洗了谁
？So when they were baptizing these people, who were baptized?
我们刚刚读过了，对不对
？We just read this.
哦。这些人为他们施洗，他们一家的人都受洗了。
So their whole household.
哦，所以哥尼流他听到，他知道要去找彼得的时候
，When Cornelius heard that he must go find Peter,
他把他一家的人聚集在一起来听。
He gathered his entire household to listen.
不止他自己，他自己家里的人。
And not only his own house.
我们看十章的二十四节。
Let us look at verse 24.
十章的二十四节。
Chapter 10, verse 24.
又次日，他们进入凯撒利亚，哥尼流已经请了他的亲属、密友等候他们。
And the following day, they entered Caesarea. Now Cornelius was waiting for them, and had called together his relatives and close friends.
哦，所以在那一天，彼得带着六个弟兄到他的家里面，那时候已经有一群人在等他们呢，来讲他们能够得救的信息。
So when Peter brought the six brethren along to the house, there were already a group of people waiting for them to listen to them.
因为天使跟他讲嘛，这些人有话跟你说，叫你和你的家全家得救。
Because the angel said that you must listen and that your whole household may be saved.
哦，那他听到有这么好的消息，他不止他自己的全家，他把他的亲朋好友全部都叫过来，大家一起来听。
So when Cornelius heard of this great news, he quickly gathered all his household, his relatives, and his close friends.
那圣灵降临的时候，不是只有降临在这个哥尼流身上。
So when the Holy Spirit descended, it did not only descend on Cornelius.
降临在一切这些听 听到的人身上。
But it descended on all of those who listened to the gospel.
哦，这些只要进到这个屋子里面来听到的，当时候他们就得到了圣灵，而且可以得到洗礼。
That at the time all of those who went into the house and listened to the truth, they received the Holy Spirit and were baptized.
哦，应该没有到说每一个人都像哥尼流这样子这么好，可能有些人他还是差了一些，可能像我们一样。但是因为在这个家里面，他们就听到了，他们相信了，就得着了这一个恩典。
Perhaps not every single one of them were as good as a Cornelius, but maybe they were just like us. But they all listened to the truth and they believed and were baptized.
所以这个福音要传给谁呢？第一要传给自己的家人。
So this gospel, who do we preach it to? We preach it to our family members.
哦，在圣经里面我们可以看到很多这样子的例子。
And in the Bible, we can see many examples of this.
比如说彼得的弟弟安德烈。
For example, Peter's younger brother Andrew.
哦，他认识的，他本来是施洗约翰的门徒。
In the beginning, Andrew was a disciple of John the Baptist.
哦，那有一天，施洗约翰他是主耶稣的先锋，他为耶稣做见证，他说：“看哪，神的羔羊。”
And John the Baptist came before the Lord Jesus to witness for him and say that the Lord Jesus is the Lamb of God.
好，那他做了这个见证，他的门徒包括这个安德烈就跟随了耶稣。
So when he testified of this, Andrew, his disciple, followed Jesus.
那一天，安德烈跟主耶稣住了一晚。
And that night, Andrew, he stayed with Jesus for one night.
应该主耶稣跟他讲了一些道理，还是一些接触，他发现说这位就是基督。
So the Lord Jesus probably told him many stories and of the truth, and so Andrew knew that this was Christ.
他赶快去找他的哥哥彼得说，我们见到弥赛亚了。
So Andrew quickly went to find his brother Peter and told him that we have found the Messiah.
哦，所以这个福音当他临到我们的时候，
So when this gospel has come upon us,
这么大好的讯息，
this wonderful news,
他的要求不是很多啊，只要就是你要信，就算你不管你是一个什么样子的人，只要愿意相信。
And there's not a lot of requirement to salvation, but that we must listen and believe.
甚至都不用钱。
And it does not require any fees.
能够白白的得到。
We can receive it for free.
这么好的一个消息。
And this is such wonderful news.
他们先想到的就是自己的家人。
So we think about our family first.
好，那如果没有想到自己家人的怎么的人呢？
How about those who do not think of their household first?
主耶稣提醒他。
The Lord Jesus reminds us.
我们看马可福音。
Let us look at the Gospel of Mark.
马可福音的第五章。
Mark chapter 5.
马可福音第五章第十九节。
Mark chapter 5, verse 19.
耶稣不许，却对他说：“你回家去，到你的亲属那里，将主为你所做的是何等大的事，是怎样怜悯你，都告诉他们。”
19. However, Jesus did not permit him, but said to him, "Go home to your friends and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you and how he has had compassion on you."
主耶稣来到世上的时候，
When the Lord Jesus came to the world,
他带着神的福音来，
he brought the gospel,
他带着神的能力来，
he brought the power of God,
随走随传，
and where he went, he preached.
他传到哪里，那里的人就得到福音，就得到恩典，体验神的能力。
Where he preached, the people believed and they experienced God.
这一个人本来是很可怜的。
So this person, he used to be very pitiful.
但是主耶稣医好了他。
But the Lord Jesus, he healed him.
所以他下定决心。
So he was determined.
要跟随耶稣。
To follow the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣不管到哪里去传福音，他要跟上去。
That no matter where the Lord Jesus went, he will follow him to preach.
主耶稣不许。
But the Lord Jesus said no.
啊，主耶稣不让他跟。
The Lord Jesus did not allow him to
follow. 为什么呢？
Why?
因为主耶稣跟他说，
Because Jesus said,
你要回家去，
You must go home.
你要到你的亲属那里，
To go to your friends.
将主为你所做的是何等大的事，怎么怜悯你，都告诉他们。
To tell them what great things the Lord has done for you and how he has had compassion on you.
这告诉我们什么？
What does this tell us?
对亲属，对家庭，对我们周遭的人传福音，是我们的本分跟责任。
That it is our duty to preach to our friends and our families and the people around us.
有一个人可能他很有感动，想要往远方去传福音，不管多少的苦，他都愿意吃。
There might be someone who is moved and motivated to preach to people far away.
或者想要为主耶稣做什么大事。
Or maybe they want to suffer for Christ or do something great.
但是主耶稣告诉他。
But Jesus said,
你先做好一件事情。
You should do one thing first.
先把这个美好的福音，把你所得到的恩典，所认识的耶稣，来介绍给你的亲属知道。
That you should introduce the Lord Jesus and this wonderful news to your friends and family first.
主耶稣没有要求这些亲属一定要信。
Jesus does not require these friends and families to believe.
但是主耶稣的要求是，你要将你所体验的，你要将你所得到的这个福音来告诉他们知道。
But Jesus, he requires of us to share our experiences and to share this truth to our friends and family.
好，所以这个就是主耶稣交给包括今天的我们的一个本分。
So this is a duty and responsibility that the Lord Jesus has given unto us.
三月份很快就到了。
And the month of March is approaching.
我们的这个叫做传单也印在了前面的这个那个前面的前台的桌子上。
Our event flyers are now printed out and are at the reception.
如果我们家里还有没有认识耶稣的。
If we have people in our household who have yet believed,
我们带一张回去。
Let us bring one flyer home.
邀请我们的家人来认识耶稣。
And invite our family members to come and get to know Jesus.
甚至我们自己来分享为什么耶稣这么好。
And we should also share our own experiences and why our Lord Jesus is so great.
就好像主耶稣这里讲的，将主为你所做的事，何等大的事，怎样怜悯你，都告诉他们。
Like this verse it says, and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you and how he has had compassion on you.
希望今年有更多的家人能够来认识耶稣，相信耶稣，归入到这个大家庭里面。
We hope that in this year that more people and more families may come to get to know Jesus.
愿主祝福各位。
May God bless everyone.
我们来唱赞美诗。
Let us sing hymn.
237首。
237.